News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 4. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. A winter weather advisory in effect from 7 a.m. tomorrow until 7 p.m. Thursday. A wind chill advisory in effect until 1 this afternoon. Sunny, cold, high today 4. Wind chills causing temps to be about 10 below. Cloudy tonight down to 0. And some light snow tomorrow with a high of 15. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
A union couple has the first baby of the year in Southwest Michigan. Ciara Lamb and James Helton welcoming their daughter, Lillian Helton, at 4:46 a.m. New Year's Day at Lakeland Hospital in Niles. The little girl weighed 8 pounds, 8 ounces, 21 inches long. The family was given a gift basket of baby items valued at $100 by the Lakeland Auxiliary, which gives the gift every year to the parents of Lakeland's first baby.
Lake Superior State University out with its 43rd annual list of what they call banished words. Out of tens of thousands of nomination, an all-too-familiar phrase topped that list.
Fake news took the largest number of votes, and it's not because people were against any kind of network or politician. The main reason people provided was because fake news is a quick push-button, hot-button phrase that makes up your mind for you.
That's John Shibley, who organizes the annual event, which was made up of 14 words and phrases this year, including impactful, pre-owned, gig economy, and hot water heater.
A Bangor area furniture store is a total loss after a New Year's weekend fire. 9 fire departments had to be called in to battle the flames at Mays Furniture and Antiques in Arlington Township Sunday night. The fire broke out just after 6 p.m. Nobody was hurt. Tankers had to be brought in with water because there are no hydrants in that area. Cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Southwest Michigan lawmakers looking forward to what they hope will be a busy new year. WSJM News caught up with several of them, learned auto insurance reform remains a top priority. State Representative Dave Pagel of Berrien Springs.
There's just a lot of resistance in the legislature with some of the reps who have some ties to hospitals or the insurance industry, but I'd like us not to give up on that.
Pagel says maybe the legislature can tackle the issue step by step rather than in one big swoop. State Senator John Prose, meanwhile, wants to position Michigan to benefit as much as possible from the recent federal tax reform.
My hope is that we see some real significant trickle-down benefit. Now, by that, I mean, are we going to see investment in local municipalities? Are we going to see investment in small businesses? And are we going to see people hired?
Both Prose and Pagel want to reduce corrections cost in 2018. Meanwhile, State Senator John Prose, Tanya Schutmaker's goal, rather, for 2018 is to establish a legal definition of truancy.
You can have more of an interaction when a student is truant rather than just expelling them. We need to have more of a teamwork approach between the prosecutor, the school, and the court system to find out what is going wrong in that child's life.
All three lawmakers heading into their final year in office being kicked out by term limits. Prose says it's been good to work to help Southwest Michigan residents. Schutmaker hopes to be the next state attorney general, and Pagel says he could have used one more term.
Police are reminding Southwest Michigan residents how to be safe on ice this winter. Van Buren County Sheriff Dan Abbott telling us ice has to be 5 inches thick to hold the weight of a person, 8 inches thick for a snowmobile or ATV. He has 4 key safety tips for being on the ice. First, if you hear ice crack, your group should spread out with everyone lying down. Second, Abbott says if someone falls through the ice, don't run to the hole and instead use a pole, a branch, or rope to reach them. Third, if you fall through the ice yourself, call out for help while kicking your feet and getting your hands and arms up onto the safer ice. And finally, the sheriff says, if your pet has wandered onto dangerous ice, do not follow them. Try to coax them off the ice without endangering yourself.
Well, now that the freezing temperatures are here, homeowners have a few extra things they need to do to protect their properties. James Olison with Home Comfort Experts in Mishawaka tells us freezing water lines are always something to fear, and they're easy to pick out.
Typically what you'll notice if it's a regular house water line is either very slow or no running water all of a sudden at your bathroom sink, at your kitchen sink, at whatever it happens to be.
Olison tells us the old standard advice for avoiding freezing lines does apply.
Just leaving the faucet trickling just a little bit. Moving water is less likely to freeze than water sitting still.
Olison tells us if you do get a frozen line, you should shut off the water to the house before trying to unfreeze it. If a pipe is cracked or broken, unfreezing the line without shutting off the water could result in water flooding your house. Try to use a hairdryer to unfreeze the pipe. If that doesn't work, call a plumber. WSJM News Time 6:05. It's 4. Friday on Wall Street, the Dow is down 118. The NASDAQ unchanged. The S&P 500 down 14. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, suing over a congressional vacancy in Michigan.
Very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
WSJM News Time is 6:06. We have 3 degrees. A federal lawsuit filed over the scheduling of a special election for the House seat of former Congressman John Conyers. The Michigan News Network's Vicki Thomas takes a look.
Ex-Congressman John Conyers retiring amid sexual harassment allegations. Now, attorney Michael Gilmore says he's suing Governor Rick Snyder for violating constitutional laws by holding the seat vacant for nearly a year and for continuing to treat residents of urban areas as second-class citizens. Snyder says the August 7th and November 6th special elections will reduce the financial burden on taxpayers because elections are already scheduled on those dates.
A high-profile Democratic lawmaker officially steps down today.
Tuesday is Al Franken's last official day in the U.S. Senate. The former Saturday Night Live comedian and Minnesota Democrat announced his resignation in December after a wave of his Democratic Senate colleagues called for him to leave Congress after allegations of sexual misconduct by at least 8 women. He made several apologetic statements as he tried to stem the outrage, but ultimately he said he would step aside. His successor, current Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith, will be sworn in Wednesday when the Senate returns from its holiday break. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Recreational marijuana users in the state of California can now grow and sell pot legally to residents at least 21 years old. Individuals can now legally grow up to 6 plants and possess as much as 1 ounce. Robert Taft owns a medical marijuana dispensary.
I am floating right now. This is a historic moment.
Despite the rise in the number of states legalizing recreational marijuana, it is still illegal under federal law.
South Korea proposes a January 9th meeting with the North to discuss Olympic cooperation.
South Korea proposed to meet with North Korean officials next week to follow up on Kim Jong-un's New Year's speech. Kim expressing interest in sending North Korean athletes to the Winter Olympic Games held in Pyeongchang, South Korea next month. The mood here in Seoul is full of optimism, hoping this will open doors to dialogue and peace. But the opposition party warning that this is a strategic move by North Korea to drive a wedge between South Korea and its ally, the U.S. Joo Hee Cho, ABC News, Seoul, South Korea.
More than a few TV shows didn't make it out of 2017.
Let's take a trip back in the time.
Let's take some time to look back at TV shows that didn't make it to the end of the year. Critical praise couldn't save The Get Down on Netflix, canceled after one season.
Let's go!
Other high-profile went and out, Fox's 24 Legacy.
LA's always been on the ground.
Training Day ended with the unexpected death of star Bill Pullman.
We're close.
BBC America's acclaimed Orphan Black wrapped after 5 seasons. Also gone in 5, Netflix's House of Cards in the wake of the Kevin Spacey sexual misconduct scandal. And Fox's Bones said so long after 12. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the Rose Bowl, Georgia beat Oklahoma in double overtime, 54-48. In the Sugar Bowl, Alabama beat Clemson, 24-6. In other bowls, the Outback Bowl, it was South Carolina beating Michigan, 26-19. The Citrus Bowl, Notre Dame on top, they beat LSU, 21-17. And the Peach Bowl, UCF beat Auburn, 34-27.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, WSJM. Weather you can depend on.